This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 288. Get Dulce's success system for an IELTS overall 7.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, we talked to a student from our course who got the overall 7 she needed on IELTS and get her system secrets for beating the exam. Hello, IELTS Energy listeners. We are back with another amazing success story from a student in our course. Her name is Dulce, which I love that name. Isn't that like sweet in Spanish?
Yeah, that means sweet.
And that's your real name?
Yeah, my name is an adjective.
That is so awesome. Is Dulce a common name?
Yeah, it is. My mom is Dulce too.
Okay. That's awesome. And what country are you from?
I am from Mexico.
Okay, sweet. Awesome. I was just in Mexico.
Oh, in which part?
In Baja near Cabo, San Lucas. So like super, super touristy. Not like real Mexico, I don't think. But, you know, I have a 5-year-old and my brother has 2 little kids. So they don't really care about like real life traveling. They just want to swim in the pool. So,
yeah.
So it was great.
You may try to come to Mexico City.
You know, I want to go. Isn't it called like Day FA? Don't you call it Day FA?
Yeah, Day FA.
I want to go to Mexico City so badly. I've been to Puerto Vallarta, and I studied in Guadalajara for like a summer, but Mexico City, it just seems so like vibrant and full of like art and culture and food.
Yeah, and crowded.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Oh, yeah. Someday I'll come visit you there, okay?
Yeah, you're most welcome here.
Awesome. Okay, so, Dulce, let's talk about the exam. So, did you take the IELTS exam before? Like, how many times have you taken the test?
I took it only once in 2011.
Oh, that's a long time ago.
Yeah, that's why.
And what were your scores then?
In speaking 6, listening 6, reading 6.5, and writing 6.
Oh, awesome.
So I mean, my overall was 6.
Okay. And tell us your scores this time.
The overall was 7.
That's awesome.
Listening 6.5, writing 6.5, speaking 6, and reading 8.
Can you believe you got an 8 in reading?
I couldn't believe it.
That's incredible. So obviously an 8 in anything is like the most impressive thing ever. So let's talk about that a little bit. What do you think, how did you do that?
I followed the system. Every day I used to remember every strategy and read it and try to apply it in everything that I read.
So that's interesting. So can you give us an example of a strategy, like a reading strategy from the course, and applying that to everything you're reading? How would you do that?
For example, skimming and scanning. Whenever I read a magazine or a newspaper, I first only read the first 2 lines of every paragraph and then try to understand the overall main ideas. And then read the rest of the text with that ideas.
Okay, and then you would kind of check your understanding, like you would read the rest of the article and make sure you got the main idea more or less?
Yeah, exactly.
That's awesome. I mean, that exact activity is what I ask people to do all the time. I don't know if anybody does it, but you did it. So
yeah.
I think I can use you as a success case. Like if I'm trying to convince students to do this activity,
yeah,
I can
be like,
it worked for Dulce. Okay. So what about scanning? How would you practice scanning?
When, for example, when I skim first, then I underline the or circle the main idea, the main words, names or numbers, or words that I think that were important. Then
perfect, yeah.
About the when I scan for detail, I try to find the relation with that word and with the question, and that was very easy. Actually, I finished before the time the reading.
It was, you finished before the 60 minutes?
Yeah.
How much time did you have left?
Like 10 minutes.
Oh my God. That's amazing.
But I wanted to go to the bathroom, but I couldn't because the last 10 minutes of the exam, you cannot go to the yeah. bathroom. So I had to wait. And I was desperate.
Oh, that's hilarious. Yeah. I mean, the rules are so strict in the exam room. Like the instructions that the they're called proctors or invigilators. They're not examiners in the room. They're just there to make sure you follow the rules. But they have like booklets of rules they have to remember. Just
yes.
about going to the bathroom and like checking passports 1,000 times.
Yes, I was sweating there, but I really wanted to go, but I couldn't. But
that's funny. Okay, cool. Now, so you practice these strategies with other resources. What sort of resources did you use?
The ones that are mentioned in the roadmap, like magazines, newspapers, and some books that I had, and even in the serials in TV. Every time that I watched. A new series, a new chapter. I try to find new vocabulary and try to understand why they use exactly that word and why not.
Yeah.
I now see English different.
You know, and honestly, Dulce, speaking to you now, you should have got a much higher grade on the speaking test. Like, your speaking is amazing.
Oh, thanks. But, you know, that day, I am a very nervous person,
but that day
of my speaking exam was on Thursday.
Oh.
So I was there. I was prepared. I had a piece of paper with all the adjectives and adverbs and everything that I had to say.
Yeah.
But in the moment I sat in front of the examiner, I totally forgot everything, and I just remember the word absolutely. Maybe the examiner decided that I must have six because I only said absolutely everything. And I knew
that's so funny.
I had to use more adverbs and more words.
Oh, that's
so funny.
I think
that I was nervous. And I knew that I had to smile and to be like friendly, confident, and sometimes laugh and that. But I guess that he thought that I was like acting. Because when he said something, instead of laughing like, ha, 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 I said, ha, 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 of course. So, maybe I was so plastic for him, or I don't know.
Oh my God, that's hilarious. So yeah, like those two things you just mentioned, like that would bring down the pronunciation and the vocab score. Like if the examiner hears just one word repeated tons of times, even if you have other really good vocab, but if you use one word like too many times, then you can't get a seven because it seems like you don't have any other words, right? And then if you like fake laugh, like, then that's going to be weird for pronunciation. Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, well, it was so funny. No.
I can tell you now that if you would have spoken as you are speaking now, you would have received a higher score.
I guess, you know, even in listening, or I think that I could have gotten a higher score, because in one part my mind went totally blank, like totally blank. I didn't hear, like I couldn't breathe. I felt like empty in my mind. So whole section of the listening, I didn't listen anything. Like 10 questions, I missed absolutely everything that they said. So, but I knew that if something like this happened, I could like invent my answers.
Yes, that is a necessary testing skill. Yeah, I mean, how could you miss how could you miss a whole section and still get a 6.5?
Because of the strategy.
Whoa! Hi guys, if you want the secret to the system that got Dulce her 8 in reading and her overall 7 on the IELTS exam, check out our course, The 3 Keys IELTS Success System, available now at allearsenglish.com/keys. That's allearsenglish.com/KEYS. Okay, so let's talk specifically about listening strategies then. So what listening strategies from the course do you think sort of saved you on the exam?
Listen and read the instructions. That's important, because sometimes you have to write only one or two words.
Yes.
For the answer.
That breaks my heart when I see students getting answers wrong simply because they didn't read the directions. Like, yes. The correct answer is there, but they have too many words, so it's wrong. Like, it's not exactly fair, you know, but tests need rules, and that's the rule.
Yeah. And then to underline the main words. That's the key. One of the three keys.
Yeah.
To underline the keywords and then listening at those words.
Yeah.
And that's it.
So that really helped you focus, this underlining the keywords as we teach in the course, and then really just focusing on those and not getting distracted.
Yeah.
Except for the one section. But I mean, that's amazing that you could just rely on these. They're basic steps, you know, like I really tried to make the strategies in the course as basic and simple as possible. And you could just have these like 3 specific steps in your mind. And that helped you, like you just relied on these 3 things and followed the system and still got a 6.5, even though like you missed a bunch. Imagine if you, because everybody's nervous on test day, but what if you would have tackled that section as well? Maybe you would have got like 7, 7.5, 8 for listening.
Yes.
Yeah. And writing 6.5, also fantastic.
Oh, in writing, I was one of the strange cases of maps.
Oh, God.
So, again, I had almost like my vocabulary changed over time and statics and everything. And then I arrived and map. How my universities changed over time. And I said, oh my God, okay. And I tried to use adverbs, adjectives, and everything. But
perfect. Yeah. I mean, like we explained, there are 2 types of possible maps, and one is basically a change over time, and the other is basically a static. So the vocab does transfer, you know, like the number of hotels considerably jumped over the 10-year period. You know, like that's the same.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's fantastic. Okay. Is there any other advice from the course or any other sort of strategies that you learned that you think really helped you on exam day?
Only to trust the system. My boyfriend used to say, it's like a sect or something like that when you say, I have to follow, to trust the system.
It's like the cult of 3 Keys IELTS.
Yeah. Like this and this and this, but no, you have to only focus on the strategies and follow the system and practice, and that's it.
That's awesome. You've just outlined everything so clearly. It's fantastic. So Dulce, now that you got your overall 7, what does that get you? How does that change your life?
will be with 27, I can apply for a PhD in Canada. I want to migrate there. So I will do a PhD and that's it. I have now the English.
That's awesome. What do you want your PhD in?
I am a specialist in South Asian studies. I study the history of India.
Oh my God, that is super specialized. Yeah. That, you know what? Like, people like you are some of my most favorite people to talk to. Like, people who have chosen one super specific subject and just knows like everything about this one super specific thing. It's like you're like the ultimate master dork, because dorks are cool now, right? Like nerds are now cool, and that's awesome. They're my favorite people. That's so cool. Well, congratulations, Dulce. And I can't wait to hear about, you know, what university you get into. And please keep us updated about, you know, what these scores, where these scores find you. All right?
Yeah, sure, I will.
All right, cool. Thanks so much for coming on today, Dulce.
Yeah, thank you for inviting me. Greetings. Say hi to Lindsay.
I will. We will. Well, she'll listen. She'll hear it.
Okay.
Okay. Awesome. We'll do. All right. Have a wonderful night, Dulce.
You too. Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.